Hello, everyone. This is Stelly FD.
And Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about alignment.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
I'm looking at a smiling face full of expectations, curiosity, and the wonderful wonder of where will this conversation go. The funny thing is, it's not even my topic. Heaton wanted to talk about this, but I thought I'll do the intro as he was downloading a new timer app to make sure that we stay on point and within the 20-minute mark. So Heaton, why did you want to talk about alignment?
I don't know. I feel like that's going to be my theme for the year, this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's the one big hammer that I'm going to use to sort of get things going the way I think they should be in my businesses. And I've been thinking about it all year. It's not been that long.
All right. So Let me quickly stop you there. Is that something that you do? Because I've seen this, a number of people give the year a theme or even just a word as kind of a focus. And I thought, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. Is that something you typically do? Or no, has nothing to do with that.
I got an emoji too. It's the rocket ship.
You have an emoji for the year?
Yeah, don't worry.
Nice.
I usually just make it up, but I don't always do it. I just felt like making it up this year.
All right. I love it.
Sometimes you do things without a reason, right?
I like it. I'm just trying to understand.
No. I just have a hammer. And in every situation I've seen in my own businesses or even in my friends' businesses, when I start using that word, people instantly know what I'm talking about. Because when you got a car and you're driving, right, and you've ever had alignment issue, it just veers one way.
Yep.
Right? Or veers the other way.
Yep.
And it's harder to drive and you have to compensate. Right? And I felt that I kept compensating because things were always out of alignment. So then I stepped back and said, what's the problem here? Well, people aren't aligned. They can't make the same decision as I would, if you want to look at it that way, right? Or they can't make the appropriate decision for the business, or they're thinking about things that are not right, right? So I think I've come up with all kinds of strategies to keep alignment, just things aligned. Even when I feel like off with my co-founder now, I'm like, hey, we have an alignment problem. Let's solve it.
When was the last time that you used that hammer?
I'm constantly using it this year. That's why I'm putting it as a theme of the year.
Okay. So what's a good example for people where you heard about an issue, either in your own company or somewhere else, you identified a problem, you looked at it through the lens of alignment, and then using that as a framework, it helped solve it. Let's go through it like step by step.
Absolutely.
And talk about that.
Yeah, so I would say that in any relationship, you have to be aligned if the goal is to get something done. So if you're just in a friendly relationship and you're just friends, that's totally different. Right? If you're trying to get something done, then you need alignment. I'm going to give a really classic one that you actually just got in alignment and when I suggested something last time. So we're going to make some changes to our Facebook group.
Yes.
Right? And I proposed something. And I said, look, I'm open. If you have a better idea, let's do that. I'll justify mine because I like it, but I'm open. Right? And then we said, we'll just decide in the future. We didn't even say this week or whatever.
Right?
And so I would say that we were out of alignment at that point. But there was a next step. So it's okay to be out of alignment as long as there's a next step. Next step was you were going to come back or we were going to talk about it whenever it made sense, right? Because we both had the common goal of trying to make things better, simply put. And then you came back today and said, hey, I've been thinking about that thing you said and I think we should do that. Let's do it. And I talked to a few people and we should do it. See? Now we have alignment on it.
See how easy that works?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's like – it's a framework I've been using, and it seems to solve a lot of problems.
It lets people think about it in a productive way.
Yeah, and then I knew we were out of alignment, so I automatically was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, you don't agree yet. That's fine. Let's find something better or go with what I said.
Right.
Right? And usually it just breaks down things into a very binary options, which are usually easier. When you have one and two and you have to pick one, it's easier than one, two, three, four, five, and you have to pick one, right?
First, I haven't thought about this deeply, but it seems to me that this is the type of thing, as you said, like a hammer that can work in a very productive way in many, many situations.
Yeah. And it's language. It's not even like you're doing the same thing in every situation. It's just a common language.
Yeah.
And I think this is really weird, but like it's probably because we're doing a lot of work with words in our company and content. And so I've been thinking about words a lot more. Yeah. Like, I'll nitpick people's words. Like, good friends of mine, they'll see me nitpicking their words. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm nitpicking your word. Just give me a better word. And then they start making fun of me. And then I convince them my word's better.
But words do matter. Yeah. Like, that's the crazy thing. I think that a lot of times I think we underestimate the power of words. And utilizing the communication in general, it seems that most people communicate fairly thoughtlessly.
It's like taken for granted.
It's taken for granted.
Like everyone's good at it, right? Well, just because you can speak doesn't mean you can communicate.
Yes,
right?
Just because you talk and can speak doesn't mean you know how to communicate. And you know, a lot of times when you master communication or you learn more about it. Like hypnosis is a good example. People start throwing the word manipulative around.
Yeah.
Isn't that, if you say something that will make somebody feel a certain way, isn't that manipulative? The way that I look at it is that we are constantly at all times manipulating each other. We're influencing each other at all times with language.
Yeah.
The question is, do you do it without realizing what you do?
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of times we do damage to people and we don't really realize
it.
Or do you do it with an intent? Obviously, the intent can be positive or negative, but the question is, do you have control in that manipulation or do you just manipulate left and right without having any clue what you're doing? And
I know a lot of people that don't have a clue, but they're manipulating a lot.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't know, when did I bring this example up recently? But it's just, this is, we got astray back to the alignment topic. But I remember like a good example of something that seems very harmless, but to me was very, very harmful, is like many, many years back, I'm at a birthday party with the family. And one of my aunt, it's like a very simple person, very sweet woman. But they were talking about wealth and rich people and money and how it's bad and whatever. And I wasn't paying a lot of attention until my 60-year-old aunt turned around, looked at my 14-year-old cousin, grabbed him, looked him in the eye and said, "You know what? We are simple people. We don't really care about money or success. So this is not really for us." And I stepped right in. I took her arm off his neck and I said, "Aunt, I love you. You might be a simple person that doesn't care about wealth and success. He's a 14-year-old. He can care about anything and everything he wants, and he can accomplish anything he wants in life." Like, I had to literally step into me. He was
Don't say that.
Because he might believe it.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I do too, dude. Nice one. Good one.
Right? So, and to me, this is a prime example of a good person with good intent.
Not knowing what they're doing.
Influences somebody young to think about wealth or success in a way that's like, that's not for you. No, right? It may or may be not for him, but you don't tell him that. So anyways, coming back to alignment.
So don't give Stella any wives' tales or anything like that.
No, don't do that. We could talk a lot about this. Maybe this is a future topic.
Oh, yes.
But
alignment.
Alignment.
The word.
There is a beautiful thing about that word, because if I run through mentally a number of seemingly unrelated issues, if I ask myself, am I in alignment with X, Y, and Z, or are we in alignment in this conflict situation? It's typically no. It must be when there's conflict or if there's unhappiness, if there's a...
It's misalignment.
There must be
there's
a misalignment,
no other word,
right?
There's no
it's
other
a beautiful,
word.
It's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful word. And it's also, I like the word because it does visualize well. So it's a word that's not just conceptual, but you can actually understand physically what it means.
Yeah.
Right? And it typically involves multiple objects.
Yep.
So
that's right.
So, and that's really powerful in a kind of in a
Road, car, wheel.
Yes. Or multiple cars or multiple objects.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that is a beautiful thing when we talk about other people, when we talk about teams.
Cool.
So
I call things alignment documents in the company.
Alignment documents. Yeah. Tell me more about
that. Is that an alignment document, or are we just like sketching something or thinking about something or proposing something, but we're not supposed to get aligned on it?
Uh-huh. So,
right? Because there's a lot of documents in organizations, even in small ones. Like, it just happens. We're distributed, so we have more documentation than people would at like 9 people, right?
Right.
And it's like today, I'll give you an example. I'm working on product design with a designer. And we had a lot of misalignment things there. Like, it's just somebody I've worked with for a long time, and him and I have a flow, and other people try to get in it, and it confuses everybody. That's just what happens, right?
Yeah.
Don't know why, but that's the reality. And so now what we're doing is we shorten the cycles. so that him and I work on a design, then we get feedback from other people, and there's an alignment document. The alignment document is basically always created. So it's basically like we'll have a design, and it's just a proposal. We'll put a document and say, this is what we're proposing. Comment, do everything. This is where we're working. Once this is done, right? And this is like design, right?
Yeah.
So once this is done, engineering's happy, everyone's happy, that design doesn't worry about it. It's getting shipped, right? That's it. But that document is where we align across different companies. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, different parts of the company or different people, right? Usually you'll throw it across the wall, right? And it'll be like, oh, there you go, have fun, right? We can't do that. And then on a small team, it causes a lot of disruption.
Yeah.
There's misalignment around that kind of stuff. So that was the way we solved it.
I love that.
All right, so let's talk about this. So we've talked about the word. We've talked about it being just a good question to ask. Is there misalignment here? That's a powerful question to ask. Well, now, shit, the answer is yes. What do we do? Like when I, let's say I have an issue with my, let's take a common reason for startups failing, misalignment with founders.
Yeah.
Right? So, shit, I have these people that are talented. We started something. We got something going.
Yeah.
Now we're having constant conflict. The problem is we're misaligned. What the fuck do we do with this now?
That's right. And this is great because we were talking about it earlier, but someone posted, a friend of mine posted on the Facebook group about a co-founder issue, right? And
right.
I think alignment is what the problem was, right? And they probably figured it out too late. So we should talk about this. I know both of us have had this kind of stuff. But basically, I think alignment early stage with a co-founder is basically like you never want – you're aligned if you feel like each other's contributions is fair. And it's not even fair against equity. It's like you both are trying to create something new, right? So expectations and all that and speaking them out and stuff like that is really important. So I've had people prevent themselves from getting in a bad co-founder situation just by writing out expectations of each other, literally. When they don't know each other too well, but they think they want to start a company together, it's like, guys, just like go ahead, right? And write down the expectations, right, of each other and figure out how, whether those things match up. You could even do things like independent exercises. What do you want out of this? What do you want out of this? Great. It's kind of like even values exercise. What are your values? What do you think our values are, right? And then kind of doing it. And so I think there's just things you can do to independently determine expectations and then align together, right? So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that I think about with co-founders that they just don't do.
Yes, which I think boils down to a large degree to just transparent communication.
Okay.
Like, I think that most people run away from communicating things they find uncomfortable, that they find that it has potential conflict, right? So, I'm not happy.
So natural conflict avoidance type of deal?
Yeah,
you're right.
But let's say that we don't do that. Let's say we realize things are not going well between us. We have constant disagreement. So we write down our expectations to figure out alignment. And now, shit, we're all completely.
At least you'll know why.
Well, that's a good thing, right? So it's very cathartic. Now it's not this, I constantly feel bad about this other person, but we're avoiding confronting that, right?
Right.
Which if you don't confront it, you can't solve it. Like it's just going to grow.
Always, yeah.
Also, what people I think underestimate is how hard